find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, the 8th of February, 2007. We're bringing up Jerome Corsi. We ran a little bit long into the break, and I didn't want to cut Ted Trakilis off, but we'll bring up Jerome Corsi here in just a few minutes. And to finish up with Mr. Ted Trakilis and the great product, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot express to you enough what this product is and what it does. We can get descriptive until the cows come home, but to suffice to say that it is the world's best air purification system. And don't confuse that with filtration, like HEPA filters, or when you go to the store to buy 3M filters for your furnace or whatever the case may be. This unit produces activated oxygen out of the air that you're breathing right now in concentrations. And it includes O4, O5, all the way up to O12 molecules. And this is nature's scrubber out there, folks. If we didn't have oxygen in the air, this would be a pretty stinky place to live because it's not going to break down organic compounds. But what this does is it purifies your air. It kills bacteria, viruses, germs, not only in the air that you're breathing in your home, but also in the surfaces of your home. So when you buy one of these units and you plug it in, you hay fever sufferers out there, people cedar fever, the stuff, the particulate matter in the air, the reason why it's in the air is because it's positively charged. When that meets the aeron coming out of one of these machines, it knocks that positive charge out, falls out of the air, and you sweep it up or clean it up with your normal cleaning duties out there, and you can get rid of that stuff in your home. So cigarette smokers, cigar smokers, we talked about formaldehydes, these chemicals leaching out of products and stuff you bring in your home, rugs, drapes, it doesn't matter. This unit, ladies and gentlemen, and its production of aeron cleans your air in your home. Ted, we got a couple of minutes here to finish up with this, and I just want to remind people that we are offering, you have quit distributing the SS1 because, quite frankly, it was kind of a lost leader for you guys. But for our listeners, we brought this thing back in a limited quantity for the listeners out there. The SS1 with the control knobs, so you can control the amount of aeron that the output it puts out. It plugs right into your wall receptacle on your wall in your home, and they were nice enough to design it so you can use the other plug there. But the point being that this is a portable unit. You can take it with you, leave it in your home. If you're going on the road, if you travel, if you're going to hotels, wherever you're going, you can take this unit with you. Now, normally they sold for $250, but we knocked $40 off of that, folks, as we always do with most of the products. We have kept this down and dirty for the benefit of our listeners out there. $210 plus $12 shipping and handling. And when they're gone, they're gone. This comes with a 4-year warranty, but don't worry because it's a closeout model. Anything goes wrong with this unit, and I mean anything goes wrong with it, we ship it back to Ted's company, they repair it, and send it right back out to you. No questions asked.
Well, John, you kind of summed it all up there. I mean, I couldn't say, add any more except to say that this is the best way to get introduced to a fine product. You're selling it. I don't know how many people can buy a product at the price you're offering it for, because if you go out and you buy these ozone bulbs and they burn out and you got to replace those bulbs in a matter of 10 months, you still got 3 years and 2 months to go on ours before ours becomes such a situation. And, you know, John, I'll tell you something. I've been taking trade-ins on some of the units my dad built, and that's 40 years old and they're still running.
All right. Ted, now we are out of time on this segment. I thank you so much. We'll be in contact with you again. We'll be in contact with you again, and we'll keep people abreast on the what you're doing down there in Ohio with your company. I thank you very, very much.
Thank you, John. Best to you, and give my regards to your lovely wife.
I will do that. Thank you, Ted.
See you later.
All right. Jerome Corsi coming up right after the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Jerome Kersey, that writes for WorldNet Daily, his stories are picked up all over the place, has been tracking the situation with Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion, and this is important because these are the Border Patrol agents that just recently received sentences, 11 and 12 years respectively. And I want to remind people that Jerry Corsi subbed for Derry Brownfield today, and he will also be doing that tomorrow. You can tune in to the Derry Brownfield show on this network from 10 to 11 p.m., or I'm sorry, a.m. Central Time. And, of course, that's on 12160 on your shortwave dial. Jerome Kersey, good afternoon, sir.
John, great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate what you've been doing. I'll tell you what, for the benefit of the listeners, sometimes they get fragmented information about the situation. Let's go back to the beginning with these two Border Patrol agents. And what exactly happened?
Well, the incident was on February 17, 2005. And from what we can construct of the investigative reports we have available, and I've got a number of the Department of Homeland Security investigative reports, a van, Ford Econoline, 1989 silver van, crossed the border. It was picked up by sensors on the Border Patrol at a route that was known to be used by drug smugglers. There appears to be about five Border Patrol agents that started tracking this vehicle and approached it to stop it and search it. When the vehicle saw the lights go on in the Border Patrol cars, the driver turned around and headed back towards the border and got into a hot pursuit. The agents were tracking the vehicle back to the border. The driver went onto dirt roads. He got trapped in a levee, a ditch really, that the wheels got caught onto the van. He got out of the van and started running. Well, two of the agents, Agents Campion and Ramos, pursued him on foot, and Campion tackled this drug smuggler in a ditch. They struggled, they fought. The drug smuggler got out of the ditch and began running towards the border. He turned back at Agent Campion, whose hand was hurt in the fight in the ditch. He got a cut between the thumb and right finger of one of his hands. And the drug dealer appeared to be looking to have a gun to shoot back at the officers, and they opened fire at him. They'd been yelling, "Stop, stop," both in Spanish and in English. And they fired a number of rounds. The number of rounds they fired are in some doubt. And it claims later that they hit the drug dealer, although both agents, Ramos and Campion, say that the drug dealer managed to get back across the border to Mexico without any apparent bullet wound. No stopping, just kept running. And on the scene at this time were seven other border patrol agents, all on the scene, plus two supervisors, all involved in trying to catch this guy. He ran across the border, and there was a van that pulled up, apparently waiting for him, and he jumped into the van and took off. Now, that's the whole incident. And what happened as a result of that is that the Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion, are now in federal prison. They were prosecuted by U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton in El Paso for using deadly force, firing at an unarmed, fleeing man. And Davila, the drug dealer, was found in Mexico through Border Patrol family connections. They found out who he was, and Johnny Sutton chose not to prosecute Davila, but make a deal with them, and Davila, the drug dealer, became the star witness against Ramos and Campion, and became under the management and control of the Department of Homeland Security Special Agent Christopher Sanchez, who appears to have played a major role in the investigation and handling of this Davila. Davila got what I call a gold card border pass, where he'd come across back and forth across the border, brought to an Army medical hospital where his bullet was extracted, given immunity. DHS found him a lawyer. And now Davila is suing the Border Patrol for $5 million on the claim that his civil rights were violated. And his proof will be that the two agents who shot at him are in federal prison.
Yeah, well, the proof is that there was a lot of lying that got these guys into prison in the first place. And the magical thing about this is that he's been granted immunity to give testimony against these two individuals.
Well, that's right. You know, John, it's like Congressman Poe says, when prosecutors start making deals with the devil to get their case done, they tend to get the story told they want to hear.
That's right.
You know, and let the lying begin.
Well, okay? and speaking of lying, now this goes pretty high up in Department of Homeland Security. This Sutton gentleman, the story that was given in front of Congress, testimony that was given, also by the Elizabeth M. Redmond, she's one of the four investigators called upon to resign for lying to Congress. Your story that just hit the web, and if you want an update on this, you can go to WorldNet Daily, ladies and gentlemen, and that's worldnetdaily.org. You can look at, .com. You can go there and look at the story. There's a lot of stuff flying around about this. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she received the permission, according to your story, from the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, Pat Leahy, to hold hearings on the case. It's kind of disturbing, though, what Feinstein said about this initially. She said, "I strongly believe that the sentences in this case are too extreme. Oh, they shouldn't have been handed down, and these two people should not be in jail in the first place." She said, "Given the criminal nature of the defendant and his possession of large quantities of drugs, Feinstein said in a statement, these men were given sentences that some individuals who are convicted of murder wouldn't receive.
Well, Feinstein's just getting into it now, and it's another whole dimension to it. Let's go to the lying that happened from the Department of Homeland Security. We're talking about lying from Davila, the drug smuggler. Earlier this week on Tuesday, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, whose name is Richard Skinner. Now, on September 26, 2005, a group of congressmen, Republican Texas congressmen, were upset about this case, and they asked Department of Homeland Security to come over and explain to them why these two Border Patrol agents were being prosecuted by Johnny Sutton with these long sentences. And Department of Homeland Security came over, four investigators, including this Elizabeth Redman, and they said that if the congressman could only see the investigative reports they had, they would know that these were renegade Border Patrol agents who were out saying that day that they got into the incident that they wanted to shoot themselves some Mexicans.
Well, excuse me for asking this stupid question, but aren't the two individuals in question, Ramos and Campion, also of Mexican descent?
Yes, they are.
Ah.
So she was making a completely racist statement. And the whole group there, the four investigators from the Inspector General's Office of DHS speaking to the congressman, including Congressman Ted Poe, who is a judge himself and a former prosecutor, the Department of Homeland Security said, these reports will tell you everything, that the agents lied, that they destroyed evidence, that they resisted investigation, they were uncooperative, and they were out to kill a Mexican. This guy tried to surrender, they say. It's all in our reports. And yet they still fired at him, tried to kill him. Now, it turns out that yesterday, well, since September 26, 2005, because, you know, Congressman Ted Poe is a judge, listened to the Department of Homeland Security say these things, and he said, well, that's all very interesting. Do you all have reports that back that up? And the Department of Homeland Security said, oh, yes, Congressman, we have lots of reports. Well, fine, why don't you send them over? He said, well, we'll be happy to do that. In fact, you know, we have them right here, and we'll get them to you later. Congressman Post was about to say, you know, I've got a Xerox machine here. We could accommodate that right now. But they never sent the reports over, some 4 months later. So yesterday on the stand, or I mean Tuesday on the stand, with the Inspector General himself from the Department of Homeland Security, Congressman Culberson, who is also from Texas and was in the initial meeting September 26th, said, where are the reports? And Inspector General Skinner said, well, Congressman, I'm afraid my people came over and misled you. And Congressman Culberson about came out of his chair. He said, what do you mean?
Misled?
Yeah, he said, misled you. He said, what do you mean misled? He said, you mean those reports that they claimed they had don't exist? And Inspector General said, Skinner said, well, I'm sorry, sir, but those reports don't exist. Ed Culberson said...
But wait a minute. Let me stop you here, Jerry. Well, they build a case on these reports that supposedly existed.
That's right. And that's why Culberson pointed to him and yelled at him, said, you lied to us. You lied to Congress. And these are material facts. You lied to us. And Inspector General Skinner had to sit there and say, yes, we did. Now, Congressman Ted Poe today gave me an interview, and I wrote it up, where he said, you know, this is not a lie about whether the vehicle that they said was green turned out to be black. This is a material lie at the heart of the case, which, you know, threw Congress off on the wrong track and indicates malice within the Department of Homeland Security and a determination to use selective facts and prosecute Ramos and Campion on accusations that could not be substantiated. It's a very, very, very serious charge. And it's one that, under oath, Inspector General Skinner admitted to Department of Homeland Security falsifying reports that didn't exist, falsifying information from reports that didn't exist, claiming that these were rogue agents when they have no way to say that or prove it or substantiate it.
Well, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, Jerry, and we all remember Ruby Ridge, Waco. How many governmental people sat in front of Congress and lied through their teeth? Their teeth. I mean, this is not anything new, ladies and gentlemen. And we did not have a Department of Homeland Security now, but apparently we have the same kind of bureaucratic liars now in that department as well. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence.
By the way, also in Jerome Corsi's latest on WorldNetDaily.com, his story he just wrote and posted a couple hours ago, ladies and gentlemen, included in his story is some very interesting statements by people. Dana Rohrabacher, by the way, out of California, issued a stern warning to President Bush following the report that Ramos was beaten by prison inmates Saturday. And I'm quoting, he says, "I tell you, Mr. President, if these men, especially after this assault, are murdered in prison, if one of them lose their lives, there's going to be some sort of impeachment talk in Capitol Hill." And apparently, Jerry, a lot of people want Mr. Bush's whatever's in a sling here for many different reasons, but this has some people moving rather quickly on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think that of all the things I've talked about impeachment with President Bush, and there are a bushel basket full of reasons, Ramos and Campion case may have the most legs to it. It may be the one that sticks. Because if we got a case where the Department of Homeland Security lied to Congress on important investigative allegations that cannot be substantiated in reports that they said were existing and prove out to be non-existing, and Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor in El Paso, U.S. attorney, prosecuted these border agents and got them each more than a decade sentences in prison on, and by the way, on charging them under, I think, the wrong law. And President Bush supported this case, which he has done, the White House arguing very strongly that this case was a right, correct prosecution. It turns out to be a malicious or wrongful prosecution. Well, somebody's going to take the fall for it. And I think the candidates would be, number one, this Elizabeth Redmond, who gave the report to Congressman Poe in response to his Freedom of Information Act request. Number two candidate will be the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, Richard Skinner. Number three candidate will be U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton. Number four candidate will be Attorney General Gonzales. And number five candidate will be somebody in the White House.
Well, it's interesting. These two gentlemen received 11 and 12-year sentences. As during the break, my producer asked me, he said, what do you want to bet that these guys that have been involved in this conspiracy, which it is, and it's been rubber-stamped by Mr. Gonzales, and he was the henchman or the front man for Mr. Bush down here in Texas also, before he was brought up to the White House to do the bidding of Mr. Bush and all the illegal and unconstitutional activity, and using him as a kind of a go-between or a fence in which people have to climb, because who's gonna argue with the Attorney General of the United States? What's going to happen to Johnny Sutton? What are people going to be pushing for? Are these people? I'll tell you, Jerry, what I'd like to see with this is I would like to see Mr. Sutton go to prison for the combined sentences for Ramirez and Campion. I'd like to see them go to jail for 20-plus years.
Well, you know, malicious prosecution is a felony. And if it can be demonstrated, and I think what's developing, Congressman Ted Poe today said something to me. I don't take anything Congressman Ted Poe says in passing. Every word he says has got to be weighed because he's a judge and a prosecutor.
Right.
And Ted Poe said to me today, he said, you know, it appears to me that the Department of Justice used a very selective selection of its evidence in deciding what to pursue in prosecuting these two border agents. Now, if that isn't a technical definition of malicious prosecution, I don't know what is. And Congressman Ted Poe did not accuse Johnny Sutton yet of malicious prosecution, but I got the hint that he's on that trail.
We've got to go to a break here in a couple of minutes, and we'll open up the phone lines if you have specific questions or comments about this case. And what we have been about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the prosecution of corrupt politicians, lawmakers. Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, we want the good rule of positive law back in. We want it followed by the constitutional letter of the law. We don't need a United States Supreme Court reinterpreting and reissuing laws. No, we need true conservatives back in the Supreme Court, because that's the highest court system in this land. This has, Jerry, this has the real possibility to make some people scuttle back under some rocks, doesn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a lot of explaining to do. When you get a guy who's been a drug dealer and smuggler since he's 14 years old, and you use him as your star witness to put two Border Patrol agents behind bars, right on the face of that, that's just not going to go down with the average person. It doesn't go down with me. It wouldn't go down with my mother. She'd say, something's wrong here, son. This isn't the way it should be. The drug dealer should be in jail, and the Border Patrol agents ought to be rewarded and given medals for getting him. Because, you know, my mother and millions of other mothers all over America are fighting in the PTAs right now to keep drugs out of the schools. And who gets a $5 million reward and a lawyer to sue the Border Patrol for violating his civil rights? The drug dealer, sitting there with a 743-pound load of dope in a Ford 1989 stolen silver Econoline. It does not make any sense to me at all why Johnny Sutton would think it makes sense to go work with that drug-dealing criminal. A lot of explaining has to be done.
By the way, I was just informed a little while ago that Representative Tom Tancredo is going to see the officer or officers that were responsible for beating these individuals up in jail. So Representative Tom Tancredo has also weighed in on this. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back with Jerome Corsi, and I would invite you, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the individuals that writes and doesn't gloss or glorify or detract. He reports the stories as the information comes to him. And I can't tell you how important it is because, Jerry, you know what I'm talking about here. I mean, you can pick up any newspaper. You've got writers. We've got writers coming out of our ears out there. And you'll go through a body of a story, and you get four or five, six paragraphs of fluff and, you know, some allegories and whatever else. And then you finally start to get to the meat of what the article is supposed to be about. It's more about entertainment than it is information. Your style of writing, sir, I've got a great amount of appreciation on how you craft your stories, how you give the facts. It's very succinct. You don't, the readers aren't tired out by the time they extract the information from the story. When they read one of your stories, they are informed.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I attribute that to the training I had. My father was a newspaper reporter when I grew up, and I was trained as a kid. One of the first jobs I ever had was reporting. I was trained by a lot of the guys who learned the craft in the 30s and 40s and fought in World War II. And those were tough guys.
Old school.
Old school. They were good old investigative reporters, and they didn't put up with any spare words. They were too anxious to get to the bar and have a drink at the end of the day. They didn't need to be wasting their time reading any spare words.
Right.
I'll just tell you one quick story. I remember one guy who fought his way through World War II in the Island War, and he marked one of my first stories all up with red, and he handed it back to me. I said, "Well, Jim, what's the red marks about?" And he said, "Look, if you need a teacher, go to school." I said, "Figure it out yourself, kid. When you can write, you'll have less red marks on the page. That's all I have to say to you." That's about all the instruction I got. But it was good, hard school training, and I think that what we need to do in this case and in all these cases is just stick to the facts. You know, I voted for President Bush twice, and I don't especially enjoy having to report the story that's so detrimental to his inability to secure the border. But if that's where the facts are, let them be reported.
Well, and that's the issue, and people... And like yourself, there have been many people out there that have supported this president quite frankly, Jerry, couldn't believe some of the outrageous things that people were saying about him. And the facts bear out what this man has been up to since he's been president in 2000 here. Not exactly a good track record. And it's the problem here that I see. And a lot of people, and I'm sure you've heard this yourself, will say that, well, gosh, being this hard on the president, we should show him a little bit more latitude or support because, after all, he is the president. And after all, because you heard this during the Nixon impeachment process, they wanted to impeach this guy. Well, we don't want to have people lose faith in our government. Jerry, what kind of faith do we have when we have a bunch of lying criminals running the country?
Well, the way to restore faith is to get the truth in front of the American people, and the American people will know the difference.
Absolutely.
I mean, the issue here is this, that it's a very bad idea for the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General to be responsible for a group of investigators who lie to Congress on a case that puts two Border Patrol agents in prison for more than a decade each, especially when the congressmen involved are congressmen like Ted Poe, former judge and prosecutor himself, Congressman Culberson, Congressman McCall. These are congressmen who do not like to be lied to. And you get a whole bunch of congressmen here who are about as angry as I've ever seen them. I went to that press conference up in the House of Representatives yesterday that Duncan Hunter held. Congressman Rohrabacher was there, Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. These congressmen were angry. They were saying, and these are Republican congressmen, they were saying that these are defining moments for the Bush presidency. And President Bush is going to define himself on the side of lying drug dealers, that's something these congressmen are not ready to forgive, especially when the Department of Homeland Security is lying and the prosecutor appears to have used selective facts that he chose to use and ignore others and not give them to the defense. Let's not forget that, John. You have a defense team here who I know I have shown documents to and published that they never saw before. Investigative Department of Homeland Security documents, like the one that documented there were seven other agents on the scene and two supervisors, all of whom saw the shooting, all of whom helped pick up the shells, and the supervisors encouraged Ramos and Compion not to file a report because it was going to take time, they weren't going to get paid for, and they assured Compion and Ramos, everybody there knew what had gone on, nothing was lied to. That report was never shown to the defense. Now, if you go through a prosecution, as Johnny Sutton did, and you selectively leave out the documents of investigative reports you have that is favorable to the defendant, well, that case is a mistrial and needs to be thrown out. The trial needs to be held again.
You know, it's fascinating. We were talking about Mr. Gonzalez, the U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, being questioned by Senator Arlen Specter as to whether the U.S. Constitution grants habeas corpus rights of a fair trial to every American. And responding to these questions, Gonzalez argued that the Constitution doesn't explicitly bestow habeas corpus rights. It merely says when the so-called Great Writ can be suspended. And when he was pressed on this, he said, there is no express grant of habeas corpus in the Constitution. There is a prohibition against taking it away. Well, how can you take something that is already there? And Spector was just aghast at this, and I don't hold a whole lot of respect for Arlen Spector because I've tracked this guy very carefully. But in this case, he said, wait a minute here. He said, the Constitution says you can't take it away except in case of rebellion or invasion. Doesn't that mean you have the right of habeas corpus unless there's a rebellion or invasion? And this is the twisted logic that Mr. Gonzalez came back with. And
well, that's right. It's why I've been saying all day today, after I got back from Washington yesterday and, you know, went through the talking with the congressman, the being there and seeing that press conference, going and investigating the fact Department of Homeland Security had to admit it lied to these congressmen and claiming Ramos and Campion were out to kill some Mexicans, and they couldn't prove that with documents Department of Homeland Security claimed they had. After I found out things like that, I came to the conclusion that we're facing here a political prosecution. This is a political trial. A political trial is one in which the government has a political axe to grind, and it selectively takes the facts it wants and goes against even someone in law enforcement. If they have to become the poster child to say to all border agents and every law enforcement man and woman on the border, y'all would be better off if you went to Starbucks and got some coffee, because we don't intend you to stop any Mexicans coming across this border, even if they come across with drugs. And don't be shooting at them, because if you do, you'll go to prison. Those weapons you have on your hip there, they're really designed to be just hip ornaments. You think you're supposed to use them against drug smugglers. Now, if you want to use them to protect the rights of illegal aliens, we probably won't bother you.
You know, it's been mentioned about the military and people in law enforcement that they've been kind of referred to as not being necessarily the junkyard dog, but it's that Doberman pincher that nobody likes to see around in normal times. But when needed, they're brought forth and then they're quietly shuttled away out of sight. And what we're looking at here, if you want to use the junkyard dog analogy, we've got a big junkyard dog, but with no teeth.
Well, that's right. And you know, the Border Patrol agents and law enforcement personnel on the border are issued weapons for one good reason. It's dangerous down there. We got a drug war raging that President Bush has also left the border wide open to. Got MS-13, the drug-dealing Salvadorian gang, in 3,000 American communities. Got drugs all through the United States. We've allowed drugs to become, I think, Mexico's biggest business, probably $250 billion a year or more. And that drug war is spilling across the border from, you know, Nuevo Laredo across into the streets of Laredo. There are people being killed in Nuevo Laredo if they're not in the beck and call of the drug cartels. I'd like to see President Bush go down to Nuevo Laredo and give a speech. I wonder how much security they'd have to bring from Secret Service to have that arranged.
Well,
probably have to arrest the whole town before he got there.
Well, I hate to be facetious here, but if President Bush wants to get down to Mexico, I'd like to see the U.S. border guards not allow him back in the country.
Yeah, right. Well, I wouldn't recommend that President Bush go give any speeches to the Border Patrol these days.
Oh, we'll get to the phone calls in a minute. Everybody hang on. I just wanted to make one more point here, that there has been an escalation in Mexico. We've got cops down there shooting and arresting each other now.
There are 136, I believe, Judicial Watch documented and got on a Freedom of Information Act request, some 136 incursions of Mexican military. I've been down on the border recently. I've seen the photographs of armed Mexican military accompanying drug dealers, drug shipments across the border. There's a drug war going down there. It's spilling across the border. It's getting more violent every day, and it'll get even more violent if President Bush succeeds in prosecuting two drug agents we're trying to stop a drug smuggler with 743 pounds of dope in a car.
You know, this we can give this evidence all day long, but my contention about this is with Mr. Bush and the security, supposed security of this nation against drugs and terrorists and whatever else, that they want this incursion into this country, not only with the illegals, but their mules that are being used to bring the drugs in, to set up these cartels for distribution points throughout the United States. Jerome, the evidence is overwhelming.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't judge the psychological intentions of the president or anybody else, but I can tell you what the results are. And the results are that the Border Patrol has gotten the message across the board, and that is that they are chilled and told not to use their weapons. They're to put their lives in danger every day on that border, and quite frankly, they're going to do what the National Guard did the other day when they saw Mexicans come across. They're going to be inclined to turn the other way and run away. Why deal with that? You could be ruining not only your career, but your life. You could end up in prison for a decade. These Border Patrol men and women have families. They have children to raise. It's enough we ask them to go out there on the border and risk their lives to stop drug smugglers. Now they got to worry about being prosecuted. They got to worry about the U.S. attorney.
But, Jerry, here's the ironic twist to this. As you said, these Border Patrol agents, they have children. They want their children protected. They don't want the streets awash in drugs, and they're prohibited from doing the job to stop those drugs from coming into this country. And yeah, this is being protected. This is a protected industry in this country.
Well, Johnny Sutton might as well just go to work for the drug cartels because he's doing their bidding.
Well, I would, and I have no basis in fact for this, ladies and gentlemen. I would just make a speculative note here that there's something dirty with Mr. Sutton, and maybe there is bribes and kickbacks going on in his deal.
I have no proof of that.
I don't either. I'm just saying that's speculation on my part.
Well, all I know is that if you get a U.S. attorney down there who's set upon prosecuting Border Patrol agents, the drug cartel over there in Mexico is saying hooray.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones here. Let's first go to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Well, you see, the thing that makes me so sick, and I'm going to say this, is that we've got presidents and got traitors in this country that, you know, it's okay for some third-world illegal alien from Mexico to come and kill some white couple like on Long Island. It happened about a year ago or so. It was in the paper when I used to live in New York. And he can get away, and that's it. They can't find him, whatever. There's no investigation, no this, no that, no
sure.
Anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dare even shoot these people, and they can come in with guns. I mean, look at that filthy traitor. What's his name? Morris Dees, and what he did with that with those people at the farm and trying to hand it over to them. You know, if you dare do anything, if you even spit their way, if you defend yourself, if you fire a gun or anything, you know, we'll throw you and have your ass in jail. This is their attitude. But they don't give a damn whether you got people coming in here with military, with automatic weapons.
Right.
And they won't be satisfied. The real truth is this. You can call me all kinds of names and anything else that could kill us. But they won't be. These people are so sick and stupid, too, that they don't give a damn. The way there is, they will not rest and even rest for 1 minute until this entire country becomes just a complete, total, third world, non-European piece of shit.
Yay.
You know what?
Henry,
yeah.
You've gotten descriptive enough. Thanks for your call. We got your point.
Okay.
But people are mad, John. People are mad. And this case is making people mad because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The President of the United States needs to be on the side of not just giving speeches about why drugs are bad. People don't care about the speeches. People can look and see what he does.
That's right.
And when you got these two Border Patrol agents, now, you know, putting Ramos in a prison in Mississippi, his wife and three young children are in El Paso. That alone is, and then he gets beat up in prison. I mean, that day, I interviewed Monica Ramos that day. You know, he got beat up on a Saturday. Nobody knew about it. They'd shown America's Most Wanted, and the prisoners watched it, and they saw the segment of Ramos and Campion.
Mm-hmm.
And then five illegals beat up Ramos that night afterwards. And Monica Ramos didn't know about it. Well, she'd been working for Congressman Rohrabacher to try to get her a phone call with her husband on Monday. They have a 7-year-old kid. The kid had been crying, waking up crying, because he didn't know if his daddy's, whose birthday was Monday, where they could celebrate the birthday and have a birthday cake. If they blew out the candles, would daddy know? So Rohrabacher is trying to get a call. Well, Ramos called from prison in the middle of the afternoon, and not the time of the birthday party, and he told his wife, you know, I've got to talk to you now, honey. It's the only time I've got a chance. I got beat up in prison, and I haven't had medical treatment for 48 hours. Well, that's when they called me, the Ramos family called me. I was getting emails in telling me this was going on from, you know, people, at just listeners and readers out there. And I started investigating it, and I wrote it up. We wrote it up immediately and put it up on WorldNet Daily. And, you know, we had the family's word to go on it. And I was being told the next day, even by some people pretty high up, I shouldn't be writing stories that I couldn't validate from the U.S. prisons because they were sure it had not happened. Well, within about a half an hour of that phone call, I got the word from the U.S. prisons that it did happen. And that, you know, those people so high up in our government telling me not to worry, they were the ones that, you know, have been protecting the wrong side of this case.
Well, and it is apparent to me, and I've seen many federal cases, many people that have been in federal prisons, people that end up dying because they don't have the proper medical treatment at the hands of whomever did the damage to them, it doesn't matter. And I don't care if we're talking about prisons in Abu Ghraib, Iraq, or whatever the case, there seems to be a sickness or a symptomatic thing about this is that this kind of behavior, they're trying to lead us to believe that this is just aberrant stuff and they'll take care of the problem. But this kind of sick psychology is coming from higher levels.
Well, putting border agents and general population in prison is a bad idea to begin with. Border agents shouldn't be in prison, and those prisoners will kill them if they leave them there long enough.
All right, we'll take the break here. I'll try to squeeze in two calls, John in Michigan and Russ in West Virginia, with my guest today, Jerry Corsi, writes for WorldNet Daily. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
All right, we're back. Let me take John in Michigan for my guest today, Jerome Corsi, and that website that you can read all of his good writings, folks, good reporter and writer, worldnetdaily.com. Let's go to John in Michigan.
Hello, can you hear me well? I'm on the cell phone.
We can hear you.
Okay, Jerome, thank you for coming to WCCM Radio in Traverse City. You're exposing the northern Michigan to what's really going on. I just want to make a comment. Is this tied to the North American Union Treaty?
That's a very good question. You know, I think that President Bush, I've argued this in many writings, that President Bush decided on March 23, 2005, when he met at Waco, Texas, with Vincente Fox and with Canada, and he declared the Security and Prosperity Partnership a North American existence. I think President Bush has been headed on a path to erase our borders with Mexico and Canada, especially Mexico, the same way the borders are erased in Europe, and for the same reason. I think under the Bush administration, we're headed to a North American Union every bit as much as Europe was headed towards a European Union. And if you look at SPP.gov, that's SPP, Peter Paul, .gov, a government website, and read that 2005 and 2006 report to the leaders, you're going to see the 20 working groups of our bureaucrats, Mexico's bureaucrats, and Canada's bureaucrats that are harmonizing and integrating our rules and laws into North American format. And I think it has a great deal to do, this Ramos and Campion case, with President Bush's inability to see the United States of America as a nation that needs its borders defended from invasion.
Right. That makes these people citizens of the North America.
Well, that's right. And look at SPP.gov. They're going to issue these Mexicans North American biometric trusted traveler cards this year where they can all just come across the border like, you know, checking out groceries in a grocery store with a credit card.
And Jerry, all the while that we're the one under scrutiny, we're scrutinized everywhere we go, whatever train we get on, whatever, governmental transportation or what they have control on, airlines, I don't care what it is, we're under scrutiny and not these people, these illegals, and this illegal operations coming over the southern border.
Well, that's right, John. And, you know, the problem I think most Americans are going to have is that the United States of America is a country that we've all grown to love, and I constantly say that those thousands of men and women in Arlington Cemetery did not fight, bleed, and die for the North American Union or for the border with Mexico not to be protected against drug invasions.
John, anything else?
Yes, Doctor, when Norm Jones calls you from WTCM Traverse City, please say those same things so the people up here get informed, okay?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
John, we'll get the message out as far as and fast as we can. Thank you. I appreciate your call. I'll tell you what, Russ in West Virginia, we got less than 60 seconds, sir.
Well, I'll try to make it quick. We got a commander-in-chief that's not commander-in-chief, and we have Dick Cheney. If we impeach this commander, so-called commander-in-chief, we're going to end up with two deadheads to pay a pension to. Now, is Bill Clinton receiving a pension? He was impeached.
Well, he was impeached for lying to a grand jury, but
impeachment is an impeachment.
That's right. I don't know how you can have an impeached president and still finish out his term. Makes no sense to me.
Well, that was up to Congress, and they didn't do their job.
That's right.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much again, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to follow all the detail, and it's been laid out for you very well by this man, Jerome R. Corsi, you can read the writings on this subject matter at worldnetdaily.com. Jerry, thank you for coming on the program today.
A great pleasure, John. Anytime. Thank you.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be hosting the Derry Brownfield Show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time, 12160 on your shortwave dial. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.